With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ukrainian President Zelensky is in town. The town, Washington, D.C. He'll visit Capitol Hill before heading to the White House for a meeting with President Biden. Zelensky lobbying for tens of billions of dollars more from the U.S. for the war with Russia and a host of other Ukrainian government expenses. President Biden's on board. Congressional Republicans, not so much, at least not without resources to address the U.S. border crisis. Looking to speed up the process, Special Counsel Jack Smith asking the Supreme Court to decide whether former President Trump can be prosecuted on charges of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election or whether he is shielded by presidential immunity. Correspondent Eric Tucker says time is of the essence.
All the parties here are operating on a ticking clock. The trial is scheduled to start next March, but of course the presidential election is also scheduled for the fall of 2024.
Mr. Trump's campaign arguing against a stepped-up process, writing there's absolutely no reason to rush this sham of a trial. Also at SRNnews.com, on a fence-mending mission of sorts, Chinese President Xi paying a visit to Vietnam.
The Chinese leader seeks to further deepen ties with its neighbor that is deepening diplomatic relations with Western-aligned countries. In his first visit since 2017, Xi will meet with the president, prime minister, and Communist Party general secretary. One analyst says the visit reflects Beijing's concerns about Hanoi's advances with the West. In September, President Joe Biden visited Vietnam to mark the U.S. being elevated to the same high diplomatic status as China. Keith Peters reporting.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up 45 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 21. This is SRN News. More churches are quitting the United Methodist Church.
This time it's 142 Mississippi congregations leaving for a more conservative organization. More than 7,000 churches have abandoned the UMC since its leadership embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination. After years of fighting over the direction of the denomination, conservatives have mostly decided to leave, and liberals are apparently willing to let them do that. A formal split in the UMC will likely be approved in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists in Minnesota want prosecutors to treat the killing of a man who was living as a woman as a hate crime. A 38-year-old was shot to death in Minneapolis last month. A 25-year-old man has been arrested and charged. Minnesota already has a hate crimes law on the books, but it's unclear if it would apply to this specific case. The activists want more special legislation, would make crimes committed against LGBT people punished more severely than those against everyone else. SRN News. Google loses a round in an antitrust case.
Epic Games, which makes the popular Fortnite video game, filed the suit 3 years ago, alleging Google has been abusing its power to shield its Play Store from competition. It's where hundreds of millions of people around the world download and install apps that work on smartphones powered by Google's Android software. Google collects a commission ranging from 15% to 30% on digital transactions completed within apps. The jury determined the barriers protecting Play Store are anti-competitive and have damaged smartphone consumers as well as software developers. The judge will now determine what Google must do to address it. I'm Ben Thomas.
We'll get an update today on consumer prices. The Labor Department to deliver its consumer price index for November later this morning. More details at SRNnews.com.